Good morning. With our political observer, Alan Shar, talk on a Monday morning. And each Monday, we're reminded it's that much closer to June 6th.
You know, David, I've been thinking a lot about this. I went to a recent Arlo Guthrie concert, and he was talking about people who had come to the resurrected church that they have now made to their headquarters where Alice's restaurant was filmed all those years ago. And he said, you know, everybody who comes into this church, everybody who's here, has a part of it. They own a part of it. Well, it's a glib thing to say, but it's true about WAMC. Those people who have listened to it and have supported it over the years are the owners. There's no two ways about it. They are the owners, and they are responsible for its life or death. I can't put it any other way. We have a lockbox. We're dependent without question to go on based on your being with us. And all I ask is that everybody who recognizes that message, there will be people who don't want to recognize it, who want to walk away from it, but who still want to see me on the street and say, how come the fund drives are there? You know what? We all know the truth. We can't have it unless we're all in it together, and we are all in it together. And I ask that everybody just go to the lockbox by going to WAMC.org and putting something in, and we'll all be happy and we'll all survive.
Let's go to the news of the weekend. Hundreds of climate activists, Alan, descended on the port of Albany to protest the crude oil trains frequently seen along the city's waterfront. They call them bomb trains, many carrying North Dakota crude oil. Two individuals suspended themselves from a railroad bridge to halt the train. Five were arrested. This issue will not go away.
David, it won't. And the transportation of fuel oil is just one of them. There are nuclear plants which could go up, and people worry about the production of energy there. And we have seen it again and again through pipelines that go through state forests or trains that carry this stuff or the remedial action that has to be taken on the PCBs that are taken out of the river and then transported to a place where remediation is going to take place. And of course, there are potential bombs too if those trucks crash or if something spills over the road. So until we need no energy in this country, there are going to have to be priorities and then rules made about how to handle all of this stuff. I don't blame people who live near those so-called bomb trains for being there and for saying this is not right, but somebody's got to figure out what comes first and what comes last.
With varied fervor, says the New York Times headline, religious right is warming to Trump. While Donald Trump may have not been their top choice, the adherents of socially conservative ideologies believe the alternative, Hillary Clinton, would be far worse.
I don't get that. Unless it just means that to be right-wing is to be conservative, and to be conservative means you don't like the Democratic Party or Hillary Clinton. Look, if you're a religious conservative and you're talking about all of those values which we have seen again and again and again, and you just dismiss all of your sense of what's right and wrong and say, we're for this guy, all I can say is, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, here's a guy who's been married all these times. He's a guy who's been New York Times article the other day about how he treats women. All of those things that have alienated conservatives and evangelicals over the years. And now we're hearing that they're for Trump and that Hillary is the great Satan. Why?
Let's stick with Hillary for a second. She's begun to get specific about what the role her husband, former President Bill Clinton's White House job could be, perhaps as an economic emissary to hard-hit parts of the country. How does Bill Clinton factor into all this?
I have no idea. I just am assuming that they are a team. They may not be a husband and wife team in the sense that so many other people are, but they are a team and that they will figure out what strategy should be played across the United States. I don't have any doubt that this is, in some ways, a third term for Bill Clinton and that he will have a strategic part in making all of these decisions. Sure, he may be an ambassador to places in the country, but you better believe that when things get talked out, there's going to be a mutual problem-solving approach by him and her.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Come on, listeners. Lockbox is open all the time.
Well, there's nothing more important in terms of keeping this place going.
WAMC.org.